Bandwidth and hosting for the British Tech Network is provided by UK2.net. Innovative, affordable, and reliable web hosting. Hello, welcome to today's edition of the news show. I'm Kyle Swagger. It is Tuesday, November 11th, 2014. All the best technology news from the past 24 hours in around 5 minutes. Mr. Obama has called on the Federal Communications Commission to lay down the strongest possible rules to protect net neutrality, saying that the internet service providers should not be allowed to pick winners and losers in the online marketplace. The White House released a statement and video from the president that aims to reclassify internet service as a utility under the Title II of the 1934 Telecommunications Act that pushes the FCC back towards the rules that would prevent ISPs from restricting best access to what you can do and see online. The president said in a statement, "I believe the FCC should create a new set of rules protecting net neutrality, ensuring that neither the cable company nor the phone company will be able to act as a gatekeeper." We'll see how this goes down the political ladder. Gotta say though, with all the ups and downs Obama has had, this is actually one thing he might have actually gotten right. Needing a Fitbit, thinking I'm just going to pop on down to the Apple Store, or heck, I'll just get one online. Now you won't be doing that. Yeah, those rumors about Apple pulling Fitbit activity trackers from its stores? Yeah, that's pretty much true now. According to Slash Gear, Fitbit's gear is no longer available in the Apple online store. If you search for Fitbit right now, you're going to come up empty-handed. Of course, we've reached out to Apple for some clarification about what's going on, and Apple has said... Now, really, that's what they've said. That's all they've said. Absolutely nothing. Many have suggested that its forced exit is due to Fitbit's refusal to share tracking data with iOS 8's health app. Yeah, that's probably the culprit there. There's probably also one other culprit, too. It's called an Apple Watch coming out next year. So one Pirate Bay founder is arrested in Thailand and the other one gets out in Sweden. Oh, the piracy saga continues. Pirate Bay founder Peter Sunday has gotten out of a Swedish prison just after 6 months of being inside. According to the folks over at Torrent Freak, they spotted Sunday's tweet saying, "My body just got reunited with my soul and mind, the parts of me that matters and that never can be held hostage." Oh... Sounds like he got a bit of a scare in prison. Apparently, the Pirate Bay founder was held in a high security unit despite being convicted on non-violent offenses. So I wonder what's first on his agenda now that he's out of jail. Probably heading over down to the Pirate Bay to get caught up on TV shows. Harvard University, yes, the University of all that is law, yes, Harvard. Well, guess what Harvard is doing? Harvard has used cameras to track attendance without telling their students. How lawful does that sound? The institution conducted an experiment that used surveillance cameras to track attendance, snapping photos that a computer analyzed to determine the number of empty seats in any given lecture hall. While the system couldn't identify the individual students, the school didn't tell the 2,000 people involved that they were under watch. The researchers said otherwise, though, they followed the right steps, including submitting the experiment to a review board in advance and deleting the photos as soon as everything was wrapped up. However, though, Harvard students are kind of pissed off about this. They're pretty much in an uproar on the Harvard campus right now, and Harvard is now rethinking its strategy. You'd think a university that's very dedicated to law would have figure this one out in the first place. Mozilla has updated Firefox with the forget button,
I forgot,
and the DuckDuckGo search. In addition to its debut, the Firefox Developer Edition, Mozilla did stick in some new features in its Firefox main browser. The new forget button in Firefox is to help you keep your browsing history private. Mozilla says it's giving users more control on how their history is recorded, saying that if you're using a shared computer and you find yourself on a site you didn't want to open, you can hit the button to let Firefox know that you want to forget the most recent history. And of course, then there's DuckDuckGo, a new search option that probably nobody will use because Google seems to still be the standard. But hey, it works just like all other search engines the company includes in its browser. There's really no additional features with DuckDuckGo. It's just a preference. So what Firefox has basically done for you is they've given you a new search engine to search your porn and then a delete button so nobody knows that you did search for your porn. And finally, they say diamonds are a girl's best friend. The next time your girl is talking about diamonds, why don't you bring up the subject of peanut butter?
Hey, yeah, peanut butter.
Yeah, diamonds are beautiful.
Ah, but they're very expensive.
However, Dan Frost of the Geo Institute in Germany has discovered that you can make them from peanut butter. And no, I'm not kidding, peanut butter. According to a report from BBC, Frost has been working hard to replicate the complex structure that can be found in the lower mantle of the Earth. He thought the process may draw in carbon dioxide in a reaction that extracted oxygen. He then created high pressures dumping in carbon-rich material, in this case, peanut butter, and he just waited. A lot of hydrogen was released that destroyed the experiment, but he said to the BBC only after he noticed that it had been converted to a diamond. So good news, gentlemen out there that are about to get engaged, skip giving your fiance a ring. Just give her a jar of Skippy. If you've got a story and no one else will listen, send it on over to us at britishtechnews@gmail.com. Find us on the website too at britishtechnetwork.com. You can find us on Twitter, of course, at British Tech. You can follow me on Twitter as well at Kyle Swagger. Now, we'll be back tomorrow for Hump Day's edition of the new show. Until then, I'm going to go out and buy some peanut butter and get rich overnight. You enjoy your Tuesday, and thank you so much for listening.